getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
My name is Jeff Hundley, and I serve as one of the pastors of the Hallows Church. We're a church who's been around here in the Seattle area for just over 5 years, and God has been very gracious to us along the way. In fact, He's been unfolding our story in an interesting way over that period of time. And so at this point in our journey, the Hallows Church exists as one church family who gathers together in three different locations across our city. And as a result, each and every Sunday, the Hallows Church gathers together for worship in Shoreline at 9 a.m. on the Krista campuses, in West Seattle at 10:45 a.m., and in Fremont at 5 p.m. And we'd love to have you join us at one of our locations sometime soon. I'd like to share a couple of thoughts with you today about what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. There, Paul says, "With me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself." And then in verse 4, Paul says, "It is the Lord who judges me." Paul here uses the word judge three times in two verses. He's talking about judging and being judged and those who are the judges. And we all know what judges do, right? In a formal sense, judges oversee trials and they render verdicts. A judge assesses, a judge evaluates, and a judge renders a verdict either for a person or against a person based on the evidence that's presented about that person. And one of the things I think we can learn from the Apostle Paul here is that if we're not careful, we can end up living our lives day in and day out like we're on trial, always trying to present evidence in favor of ourselves. If we're not careful, we go about living our lives, always working toward the verdict that we think we need. We go about living our lives saying things and doing things so that those around us will accept us and approve us and affirm us. But Paul says we need to be careful with this type of approach to our lives, because it's a very slippery slope. If we're not careful, life can become this sort of never-ending courtroom trial, where we find ourselves in this constant mode of performing and presenting evidence to support a favorable verdict for us from those around us. But what happens is we move from one verdict to the next without ever knowing for sure if we're really presenting enough evidence, and without ever knowing for sure if we've done enough to secure a verdict that can carry the day and that can be lasting. Instead, some days we feel like we're winning the trial. Other days we feel like we're losing it. It can be an exhausting way to go about life. And Paul cautions us not to fall for this type of thinking, because for Paul, it's a trap. It's a trap that will ultimately deflate us and defeat us. But Paul cues us in here and elsewhere to how we can avoid this trap. Paul says in this passage, "It's a very small thing that I am judged by other people." And he said this because he knew that the verdict he needed most did not come from other people. Paul's identity was not tied to other people's opinion of him, whether those opinions were good or bad. But get this, Paul not only says, "I don't care what you think," he also says, "I don't care what I think either." Paul's identity was not tied to other people's opinion of him, and it was not tied to his own opinion of himself, because he knew at times he could be a harder judge on himself than even those around him. But Paul says no on both fronts. He says, "How you judge me does not matter." He says, "How I judge myself also does not matter." And then he says in verse 4, "For it is the Lord who judges me." Here's one of the most amazing and beautiful things about the Christian faith. Virtually every other religion in the world says you need to try really hard, you need to measure up, you need to perform, and you get your verdict based on your performance. Your performance leads to your verdict. But it is only in the gospel of Jesus Christ that you get the verdict before the performance. It's only in the gospel of Jesus Christ that you get a verdict that is independent of your performance. And for Paul, that changes everything. And for us, that should change everything too, because it flips everything on its head. It's no longer our performance that leads to the verdict. It's the verdict that actually leads to and fuels our performance. When you put your trust in the gospel, the verdict is in, and the verdict is final. You are loved and accepted by God fully and finally based not on your performance, but on the performance of Jesus Christ on your behalf. And as a result, there is nothing that you and I can ever do or accomplish or achieve for God that can make us any more loved by God than Jesus in the gospel has already made us. And so the trial is over. And so we can stop trying to constantly build our case and present our evidence. Instead, we can simply do things for the joy of doing them. We can love and serve others simply to love and serve others. Jesus went on trial for us. He faced the trial that should be ours so that we do not have to face any more trials. He was judged so that you and I could be acquitted. The only verdict that matters has been rendered, and that verdict is final. And as a result, court is adjourned.
You've been listening to Pastor Jeff Hundley of Hallows Church, with three locations in the Seattle area. For more details about the church, visit them online at hallowschurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.